It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
As long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight. And good luck.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You get a real idea of your political leaders when they go inside their homes. I was looking at the box, the magic box, this morning, and watching Meredith Vieira taking a tour of the vice presidential residence.
Riveting, wasn't it?
The Naval Observatory, and it was very interesting to see that he's got a very significant collection of leather-bound books on fishing.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Kind of applause.
Our leaders.
Fine.
Yes.
And you know what the highlight was?
I said, too.
The moose.
The moose. Yes, they had a bust of a moose there.
Well, that's good.
It was very, very, very exciting to see that. You know, really, I expected to see a secret trap door, and all of a sudden you'd go down below, and you'd see that war kitten guy down below. And, like, you'd see maybe Cheney with some robotic head being put onto his body and stuff like that. It was fascinating.
I like the part when Meredith tongue-kissed Mrs. Cheney.
Meredith has had a nice little easy gig today, right?
Oh, she likes it.
Just gets done doing a little tour and say, like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow in New York.
We should have invited her to come by this afternoon.
Yes.
Because then we can really see her, you know, up close and personal, Rob, and determine once and for all whether she is indeed the hottie you think she is.
That I am right.
You are not right, girl.
I am.
Did you see the Photoshopped, did we put that on the website, the Photoshopped version of you?
I don't know. Where did that come to, Buzz? Was that instant message?
It was sent to us by an IM-er.
You know? The colonel, if you were listening earlier, Rob was deemed a Kentucky colonel today.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And someone has photoshopped Rob's head onto Colonel Sanders' face,
it's
which
sort
is a lot
of an
of fun.
Eerie thing that they did because it looks almost too right.
Pretty
it's
good.
Very, very exciting. And congratulations on your distinguished honor.
And thank you, and congratulations on yours.
We're very, very excited about that. Without further ado, let's get right to America's newest comedy game sensation. Do we have our five contestants? There they are. They are all standing by. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Who's the Lardass?
$100 on the line, and also dinner rolls or a equal value carbohydrate for you.
They
all you have to do is stump our panel of experts here. Hi, Katie. How you doing?
Great.
We haven't gotten to you yet. I want to talk to you sometime this week. I really do.
On or off the air?
I want to talk to her. Well, I know you want to talk to her off the air.
Oh, I see.
Super stud. All right, here's the way this works. We're going to go in a round table. We'll each ask our questions, where Buzz will get one, I will get one. We're going to probably ask three or four questions of each contestant.
Uh-huh.
We cannot ask physical questions about the contestants.
We can
listen to the voice.
All questions are qualitative, not quantitative.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I think this name is pronounced Elsie. Is this Elsie?
Not her real name.
Elise. Sorry.
Yeah, Mike.
Elsie was a cow.
Don't you know Elsie is a cow?
And incidentally, before we get started, I have to get through all of these.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
I'm not losing a daughter. I'm gaining a ton.
Hello? You ate the yoni.
Now I can see why all the world loves a fat man.
Everybody loves a fat man. Elsie, how you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for playing Who's the Lardass.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you calling from, Elsie?
Sterling?
I mean, Elise. Sorry. I love that name. It's a very nice. You're calling from Sterling, Virginia?
I am.
Are you ready to play the game?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, why are you hesitating, Elise?
I'm nervous.
Oh, there's no need to be nervous.
We all are.
You know, are you sweaty?
Let me tell you, Elise, the pressure is distinctly on Mr. Burbank, Mr. O'Mara, and Mr. Spiewak. Mm-hmm. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Because we're the ones that are going to try to guess who's the Lardass?
You might not be yet. You've got it easy.
All right. I'm going to go first. We're going to ask you a series of questions. Then we'll put you on hold. And then at the end of the game, if you stump all three of us and you end up being the super Lardass, you could win $100. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Yeah, that does.
I know I'm excited.
Uh-huh. I am too.
And the whole group is excited too. Listen to that. They're very excited. Who wants to go first, gentlemen?
I will.
Rob, you start with the question.
Elise.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. At Thanksgiving, outside of turkey or potatoes, what is your favorite side dish?
Stuffing.
Stuffing.
Lots of gravy.
Stuffing with lots of gravy.
Stuffing and gravy. Mm-hmm.
Now, Elise, now I just want to, you know, I don't want anybody lying, and I think I should tell all of our contestants, all questions have to be answered 100% truthfully.
Please.
Because we're not playing any games here. You have to answer all these non-physical description questions to the best of your ability. All right, Elise, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
All right. What do you do? What's an average day's activity, physical activity for you?
take care of my baby.
Uh-huh. You take care. Oh, you have a baby. Okay. A little. How old's your baby?
He's about 20 months old.
20 months old. Are you getting more relaxed now as you talk to us?
Yes.
Would you Would you like to take a break and get something to eat?
Probably.
That's two
I might
questions.
Feel more relaxed.
Oh, that was two questions. Mr. Burbank has another question, and then we'll do one more go-around, and then we'll go on to our next contestant.
Elise, how many times a week would you say you enjoy chips or chip-type snacks?
Well, I'm a sweet person, not a salt person, so chips, well, French fries, I guess, count probably at least once a day, but if it was sugars, I'd say at least twice a day.
Okay. Thank
lovely.
You. Thank
now
you, Elise.
I can see why all the world loves a fat man.
Rob, go ahead.
All right, Elise, in the rare occasion that you enjoy a dessert after dinner, name two desserts that you think go well together if you were to combine desserts.
Oh, yes. Vanilla ice cream with chocolate fudge over chocolate cake.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Oh, very nice. Thank you for a round of applause.
No delay on that either.
Elise, this is Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Are you starting to relax a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, Elise, I have a question for you.
Okay.
This is a delicate question. Is there a Mr. Elise?
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm.
And obviously you have a little one, so I would imagine that adult relations do occasionally take place.
In the dark.
In the dark. Okay, that's fine. But when in the dark, Elise, would you find yourself more often on the lower level or the upper level, if you know what I mean?
Top bunk or bottom?
Top or bottom?
These days, lower.
Lower these days, but in the past?
Oh, I weighed.
Oh, no, Elise.
Don't tell
Elise.
Us. Don't tell us.
You can't say what you weighed.
Don't tell us.
Okay.
All right, Elise, I'm going to put you on hold. All right, and you could be the big winner, so hang in there, all right?
Okay,
Elise. Thank you very much. Let's go on to our next contestant. Uh-huh. This is, and Joe, Bethann, we have a need for one more contestant. I want a panel of five here. Let's go to Scott in Excremento. Scott? Scott, how are you?
What's going on?
Scott, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You understand how we play Who's the Lardass?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Scott, I've got the first question for you. Here we go, Scott. What sports do you currently play?
Yep.
What do you mean, yep?
None.
None.
No sports.
Okay, Buzz Burbank.
Scott, what is your favorite beverage?
Coke.
All right. Regular or diet?
Regular.
Regular Coke. Very good.
Right. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
That's Rob Spiewak you're talking to, Colonel Rob Spiewak.
Howdy.
Thank you for taking the time to join us and play our game. Let's paint a picture. Let's say you're going into a submarine sandwich shop. Describe the sub that you order, please.
Your favorite sub, Scott.
It would be at Quiznos, a large chicken carbonara. No veggies, no anything else, just Alfredo sauce, chicken and cheese.
Very 12 good. Inch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a large Pepsi.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, Scott.
Said large.
Scott, when you go to the beach, what do you like to wear at the beach? Or do you go to the beach?
I haven't gone to the beach.
Do you go to the pool during the summer, or do you ever go to any area where you would bathe publicly?
Yeah, I do sometimes.
What do you wear? Do you wear a T-shirt when you go swimming?
No.
Okay, very good. Buzz, you got one more for this guy, Scott?
No, I think we're set on this one.
Really?
Okay, Buzz, let's move on to Dave. That's good. Well, that's a nice way of handling it, isn't it?
So.
I think we're all set. Let's wrap it up. I'm going to put you on hold now. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Buzz Burbank, that's, with a kick save and a beauty.
That's actually where we stopped on the last contestant.
Buzz, let's just move on.
All right.
Let's go to Dave in Pullman, Washington.
Uh-huh.
Buzz Burbank has a question for Dave.
All right. Dave, what is your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert is carrot cake.
Carrot cake. Sounds healthy.
Can I jump on a quick follow-up on that?
What about that, Colonel?
Don't be an ass. All
right? Don't be a silly ass.
I don't want this to count as my question, but why carrot cake?
I like carrot cake. I've liked it my whole life. It's always been my favorite dessert.
All right, I think the answer that you really should be telling us is the frosting.
Dave, this is Mike here. How you doing?
Pretty good, Mike.
Dave, would you really walk us through your morning routine? And when I'm saying morning routine, I'm talking about how you put your clothes on in the morning. Take me through that step by step, please.
Step by step, I get out of bed, do the usual three S's, and then I go over and I...
Now, hold on, Dave. This is where I really want you to be detailed, okay? I want you to tell me the order that you put your clothes on.
First, I put my underwear bottoms on, and then I put a T-shirt on, and then I put my socks on, then I put my jeans on, and then I put a shirt on, and then... That's pretty much it. If I'm heading out the door, we don't wear shoes in our house, so I put my shoes on the way out the door.
You don't wear shoes in your house? Any particular reason?
No, we have white carpet, and it's a wife rule.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks. You got any more questions for this guy?
Dave, how many times a year would you say you run?
I run probably, let's say once a week, I run.
Okay. All right. So I think we've got all we need, Dave.
Yeah.
Rob's got one more question.
What kind of car do you, David, what kind of car do you drive?
2003 Chevy Suburban.
You know, he
when
had me.
The Tahoe won't do.
I was so locked in, and then that one got me at the end.
If you had a family as large as mine, you would have a Suburban, too.
You mean numbers or large, Dave? That's cheating.
That's cheating.
I'm sorry. All right, I put Dave on hold.
You wrote those rules.
We've got two more contestants here. Let's go to Trevor. Let me see. Trevor in Fairfax. Hi, Trevor. Is this Trevor or Gary?
Gary.
Oh, Gary. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get to you in a second. Let me get Trevor on here. Trevor from Sacramento. Hi, Trevor.
Hello, sir.
Trevor, how you doing today?
Very good.
Thanks for playing Who's the Lardass.
Oh, thank you.
All right, let me see. Trevor, we were talking before about activity. When you go on vacation, what is your average kind of vacation? What is the kind of vacation you normally go on?
Oh, beachside so I can sit on the beach.
Beachside so you can sit on the beach. All right, so you go to the beach on a regular basis.
Yes, we're in California.
In Northern California, okay. Buzz, go ahead. I'm trying to figure these guys out.
Trevor, you have a girlfriend or a wife?
Oh, wife.
Okay. When you guys get together, are you found on the top or the bottom?
Hopefully the bottom.
Okay.
The less work, the better.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Burbank is being penalized for stealing other people's questions.
Trevor? How will you penalize it?
I'm not sure.
I guess we'll...
You stole one of Rob's and stole one of mine.
Yeah, that's true.
Go ahead.
Trevor?
Yes.
This is sort of an open-ended essays type question. Tell me about ham.
Ham. The Honey Baked Store is the best because they have the best quality product you can get, especially after it cooks for about 3 hours. You have a wonderful, wonderful meal.
You know, this is like playing poker. I'm already getting tells from people.
Yeah.
Trevor, how many times in the last year have you been to a doctor?
I would say twice.
Twice. Thank you, Trevor. That's all I need. Buzz, you need any more from this
guy? No, I think we're set.
All right, we're going to put you on hold there, Trevor, and we're going to go to Gary. You know, I got to tell if we're playing poker here.
Yeah.
The tell is the guys that try to tweak it up and go, oh, I like the honey-baked ham with the sauce.
Uh-huh.
Those are the people that I think are giving it away that they're not necessarily the lard ass.
Trying to fool
it's
us.
The people. And also another note here for the panel, note the breathing.
Always
note the breathing,
good
okay?
Point.
Not just
good
during
point.
This game either.
That's right. Let's go to our final contestant right here. This is Gary in Fairfax. Here you are, Gary. How you doing?
No, this is Bill.
Oh, it's Bill.
That's what we thought.
I'm sorry. I keep picking the wrong things. I'm too fat. Gary from Fairfax. There you are. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Damn it, I'm fat.
Now, wait a minute. We don't need any physical descriptions. That's not part of the game.
We
understand?
Don't know if he's the fattest. Though.
Gary, I'm going to steal a related question from Mr. Rob Spiewak.
All right.
What kind of car do you drive?
A Nissan.
A Nissan.
Sentra.
Okay.
Sentra. Okay. It's little.
Okay, very good. Buzz?
Yes, Bill, do you ever, are there any stairs in your life? Do you ever have to take the stairs?
I avoid them at all costs.
Okay.
But there are no more than five.
Rob, you have any questions? See, once again, I think
one.
This is the tell. Mm-hmm. People aren't getting the concept of how to play the game.
You go to a breakfast bar. Where do you go first on the breakfast bar?
Gary?
Bill?
Gary?
Gary, are you there?
Bill, are you there?
No, this was Gary, Buzz, and we lost Gary.
Okay.
All right, so we've got...
Do we go to another contestant?
No, I think we're just going to leave it at Trevor,
so it's not Gary.
Dave, Scott, and Elise.
All right.
I don't think Gary understood the game. I don't think it was explained.
I don't think he understands anything.
All right, now, so we've got all these contestants here. We've got Elise from Sterling. Uh-huh. We've got Scott from Excremento. We've got Dave from Pullman, Washington, and Trevor from Northern California.
Right.
And now I ask Bethann McBride to make her way into the studio so that we can figure this out here. Because mm-hmm. I've got my guess.
I've got it narrowed down to two.
I've got my guess early on.
I've got it narrowed down to two.
And then we'll put them all on the line. Bethann has the results, so nobody can cheat here. I'll tell you what really got me is I thought these people that were kind of tweaking up what they do, like,
right.
Hey, I like to eat cake and stuff,
right.
I thought they were full of it. And the only two people that I noticed during the entire game that didn't do that were actually our first two contestants.
Mm-hmm.
You had Elise and you had Scott.
Right.
They were both the people that seemed a little ill at ease even discussing it.
I agree.
I thought that they were a little nervous. I put them in my two finals.
It's mm-hmm. odd mm-hmm. how our thinking is so similar.
Okay.
And because if we've got it narrowed down to Elise and Scott, may I ring in now?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I ring in with Scott based solely on the fact that he's a man.
I wrote down Scott as well.
Again, using the same logic as you, gentlemen, I chose Scott because he's the guy. I'm going to say Scott's the heaviest. I'm going to say Scott's the lardass.
All right, so three of us are going for Scott right here. Now, mm-hmm. Bethann, you've written down all the weights, right?
Yeah, I got them right
here. So I'm going to go to each contestant and find out how much they weigh. And we're going to go to Scott, obviously, last. We'll see what happens here. And if they are not matching up with what they told you before, you let us know. All right, Bethann?
Okay.
First of all, let's go backwards. We're going to go to Trevor in Northern California. Trevor?
Yes.
You've been listening to all of this. We're trying to find out who's the lardass. Trevor, now is the great reveal. I ask you, how much do you weigh?
6'2", 310.
310 pounds. That's pretty good.
Wow.
All right, so that's all right. Hold on a second. We'll
talking to myself.
We'll put you on hold there. Let's go to Dave. Dave from Pullman, Washington. How you doing, Dave?
Dave?
Dave, are you there?
Dave's not here, man.
Again.
Oh, it's Trevor again. I don't know what's happening. I think I'm having a mini stroke here. I keep going down the line.
Might not
here.
Be mini.
This is Dave. Dave and Pullman. All right, Dave, here's the big reveal. We asked you all the questions. Now we need to know, how much do you weigh, Dave?
I weigh 297 pounds.
297. All right. Wow. So that means that he is not the lardass. But hold on. You will get a prize. Everybody that plays Who's the Lardass gets a dinner roll or comparable carbohydrate.
Right.
We're going to put you on hold there. Let's go up to
Elise.
I put on Scott. All right. I'm going to put on Elise. We're going to go to Elise. Elise was very uncomfortable. Elise, have you relaxed a little bit?
Barely.
Have you enjoyed your experience on Who's the Lardass?
Barely.
Did you say barely?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've enjoyed it.
Everyone always does.
Win, lose, or draw, Elise, I should point out that you were one of our two finalists.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't win, every single person that plays Who's the Lardass gets a free dinner roll.
Yes.
Or a comparable carbohydrate. We're going to take probably most of the summer to get them to you, though.
How about their favorite carbohydrate?
Their favorite carbohydrate? Well, you're the one that's going to have to arrange for the prizes.
Equal value.
One last question, Elise. We've already determined our guesses, but what is your favorite carbohydrate?
My favorite carbohydrate?
Yes. Now, the greatest answer would be, I don't know what one is.
That would be really special.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Potato.
It's a good choice.
Yeah. A potato it is.
A potato.
And
all right.
The proper lardass pronunciation of potato.
Yeah, so, a potato. And how do you like your? How do you take your potatoes, Elise?
I don't know any way that I don't like them.
Stuffed?
All the
would
way.
The favorite be mashed?
I like them always. Probably mashed or boiled or fried or anything. Hash browns.
That's the ambulance in the background. That's on the way.
Just standing by.
So, Elise, what do you weigh?
Oh, gosh. I have to tell you, don't I?
Yes.
200.
Oh, a wisp.
You're a wisp.
All right, stay on the line. All right, now this is now who do we have, Bethann? Who was the fattest so far?
Trevor.
It was Trevor.
He was
310.
Right. All right.
Let me see.
Let me see. All right. Hold on. Let's go to Scott right now.
Hello, Scott.
Buzz picked Scott. Mike picked Scott. Rob picked Scott as our Who's the Lardass for today. So the big question is, and I heard an awful lot of breathing. Excuse me. Breathing.
Yes.
You.
Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
What is your total weight, Scott, from Sacramento?
I actually don't know the exact weight because I haven't found a scale that'll hit the weight exactly, but I know it's over 440.
440! gentlemen.
We did it. Nobody fooled us.
Fantastic. Wow. The panel was
excellent.
Man, oh, man.
Scott's the Lardass.
I am so proud of our panel.
I got to start rounding up carbohydrates.
Scott, outside of the breathing, what was it that sold you on Scott?
Scott was also ill at ease for discussing his weight. All the other contestants, and this is somebody, if we play this game again, mm-hmm. you should know that if you were trying to tweak up how fat you were,
yeah.
you would know right away that we're, you know, why would you try to do that? Scott didn't do that. And also, Scott had a great deal of difficulty breathing. Scott, give us all your vital statistics right now.
I'm about 6'4 and over 440.
440. Wow, oh, excellent. My God. And how old are you, Scott?
24.
Aww. Oh, 24. Beth Ann's giving him the awe.
What gave it away for me was Scott's demeanor and the fact that he doesn't go to beaches.
He never goes to beaches.
Last time he did, they kept pushing him back in the water, saying, help him, he's drowning.
Rob Spiewak, he's here all the way. Rob Spiewak with the Catskills line. Thank you very much. Scott, I got to ask you, have you been heavy all your life?
Since about 9.
And are you on any kind of program? Are you trying to be less of a lardass like we always think about doing?
Yeah, I actually just joined the gym.
Ah, the 100 bucks will help then.
Yeah. What kind of car do you drive?
I actually drive a small Toyota RAV4.
Yeah.
A RAV4?
Wow. I cram myself in here every day.
I'm guessing it has a tilt steering wheel?
Not enough, but...
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Good for you.
That's good. What's your girlfriend's name?
Her name's Kim.
Is she a man? Is she a woman of larger carriage as well?
No.
No? So she's a little bit of a thing?
Not a little bit of a thing. She's a, 5'8".
Do you live at home?
No, I live on my own.
Oh, you do? All right. And what is your...
With assistance.
What, now, Rob. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Rob, we're fat, too.
I know. God. I'm sorry.
With assistance. Scott, I have to ask you, what is your biggest downfall as far as eating? Why are you as fat as you are?
I just think it's the stuff I eat. I just, I go to a fast food restaurant, I get the large fries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bad habits, then. Yeah, I just eat the bad food. I don't eat, a ton of food.
Right.
Yeah.
I just eat the food that tastes really good.
Do you eat late at night?
No, I don't.
Oh, What about Rob does. What about ice cream?
I'll have a bowl every once in a while, but I don't love ice cream.
Do you ever eat it right out of the container and forego the bowl?
Only if it's at the end.
Yeah, I do
that's
that.
That's a lazy factor.
Everybody does that.
I do that all the time.
I do that.
Well, I've got good news and bad news. First of all, Scott, you are the very first super lard ass on the Mike O'Mara show, and I think you deserve congratulations for that.
Well done.
But the bad news is you didn't fool any one of us. So no. You didn't even get $25 out of this. But you will get a dinner roll or comparable carbohydrate, okay?
Okay.
Anything you'd like to say to anybody out in Radio Land, Scott?
Shout out to my friend Seth listening in Ukiah.
Very good. In Ukiah, cool. Got a goat farm. All right, stay on the line, all right, will you, Scott?
All righty.
We'll take down your information and find out how we're going to get you that dinner roll. We did it.
You know what clued me in?
What?
No hesitation, the fettuccine carbonara sub from Quiznos.
I'll tell you, but also the bad imposters.
Yes.
The bad imposters.
Yeah.
The way you play Who's the Lardass is you just answer the questions truthfully.
Mm-hmm. Don't try to outthink us.
Especially if you're a real fat guy, you probably want to answer skinny questions.
Yes.
Like what he should have said to you is, I like no sandwiches. I eat a salad at lunch.
But you said they have to answer honestly, so that's what they did, I think.
That's true. But sometimes even when you say that, Buzz, you can be a little bit tricky.
That's true.
You understand that.
That's right.
Right.
It's tricky.
Coy.
Coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, we are going to talk sex, gentlemen.
All right.
We're going to be talking with this French lady.
It's about time.
She is. She's all about banging guys on the internet that are for internet freedom, but they have to be virgins.
Right.
So I guess Scott said he had a girlfriend. He wouldn't count.
No. Right.
But
no.
He's 400 pounds. Wouldn't that be fun? But she says she's going to take everybody that signs something saying they believe in internet freedom.
So she's open to all comers?
All comers, yes. Thank you very much.
What could possibly go wrong?
Her name is Tanya, some French pronunciation that
Blue-ba,
I can't really.
Blue-ba,
blue-ba. And we will chat with this lovely lady coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.